Hi, this is a dictation for Nkenge Robertson, N-K-E-N-G-E-R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N. Date of birth 7/31/97. Date of accident 12/13/2021. Date of service is 2/8/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, she was involved in an automobile accident on 12/13/2021, where she was hit on a T-bone passenger side while she was a driver, restrained. This accident caused her headaches, which are still persisting. She reports of severe headaches along with left ear ringing. The headaches are severe, according to her, and very much affecting her life. And headaches have been increasing. However, she has a off and on dizziness, but nothing major, no other symptoms are reported. Her pain in the left shoulder is also severe, around 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And the pain in the lower back is now improving. And the trunk pain is gone. Lower back pain is now around 6. However, there is no radiculopathy to the buttocks or the legs or arms. She says she's able to actually part-time work, and she experiences a lot of stiffness in the back, and physical therapy is going to the athletic place. She reports 90% improvement in her symptoms overall, except for the headache, the left shoulder pain, and the lower back pain. The ADLs are affected in general activity mood at 7 out of 10. A neurology and psych patient reports ongoing headaches without any dizziness, vertigo, or ear ringing is present, but no blackout, fainting, seizures, difficulty sleeping, no lack of focus or memory problem, and there is no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness and shoulder stiffness. In the GI, patient has no symptoms of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the urine frequency, or any blood in the stool or difficulty swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that her pain has improved and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol and Tylenol number 3 and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is, the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 110/81, pulse is 69, temperature 96.1, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 124/2022. And please use the general review, musculoskeleton, and examination, and the extremities examination. The plan of care is to continue naproxen, Elavil, Skelexin, Lidocaine gel. For headaches, she's been provided Furoset, and to continue Tylenol number 3 is for pain. Physical therapy continues as before. An MRI for left shoulder and lumbar sacral spine is ordered to help with the identification of pathology and place the correct treatment plan for the patient. So far, she is stable. For ear ringing, we are not sure if it is related to the car accidents, and she is advised to connect with her primary care physician and have them evaluate for ENT or for VAX, for example. If nothing works, then we'll have to investigate. Right now, her complaint about TBI are at the minimal, so we are not going to be looking into this aspect. Our focus is to help with the shoulder and the lower back pain, for which MRIs have been ordered, and patients should continue her physical therapy. Thank you.